Thank you for tuning in to Visit Vegas Places with Coil, where we showcase business owners and entrepreneurs in the fabulous city of Las Vegas and internationally. So take notes. This is Real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners, and you just might hit the jackpot.
All right. Thank you. Now, this episode right here, we're going to get right into it. This is a special episode, which is airing a day before my usual air day, which is Friday. This is coming Thursday. Due to a special event, I will be emceeing. Yes, I will be emceeing. Thanks to Christine Duran, owner of Bulldog Republic. You guys, if you're tuned in, you remember Christine opened my season 2. She's the owner of the Bulldog Republic. She's extended faith into Coil. Yes, emceeing the 3rd annual Bulldog Derby. Yes. So we're going to be downtown in Las Vegas. Yes, I love downtown. We all do. And this is March 26th, Saturday. Keep in mind, Saturday. So I aired this Thursday for you guys to know that you have 2 days to get yourself ready, get your dog ready, and you guys are going to meet us downtown Saturday, 727 Fremont Street, and that's next to the Container Park. And we start at 10 a.m. And I have, of course, Christine Duran, the godmother, Bulldog godmother. Thank you, Christine, for joining. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Coil. And yes, we are very honored to have you as our 3rd annual Bulldog Derby MC.
Thank you. I'm honored to do it. I am. We're going to have fun. This is going to be an epic event. Families are going to enjoy themselves. The event is going to go good.
Absolutely.
I want you to take this time to take the stage and then let the audience know what to expect. We're going to get into first of the timing of the event, where, and as you go along, I'll ask questions and you go ahead and kick off. And what can we expect Saturday?
Yes, absolutely. So the annual Bulldog Derby, you know, the name, and it's in the name annual. We do it every year. And every year we all come together for the love of Bulldogs. To best describe it, it's like the Kentucky Derby, but with English and French Bulldogs. It's absolutely not serious. It's all in good fun. There's a little bit of competition, but we don't force any dogs to run if they don't want to. They can do whatever they want, literally. It's a great family fun, dog-friendly event. And as I mentioned, we have it every single year. And we're really super excited to have our first Bulldog Derby here in Las Vegas.
Wow, that's beautiful. And this is something Las Vegas can use right now with us opening back up, coming from the pandemic. This is great because you can bring the family out, enjoy the fun. I want to get into some of the questions that I've been asked about the event already. You can let the audience know what they can bring. So they're all asking, are all dogs welcome, or do I have to have a bulldog to come to the event?
All dogs are welcome. You do not have to have a bulldog to come to the event. If you don't like bulldogs, that's fine. You can still come to the event. We'd be happy to have you.
Now, who couldn't love a bulldog? A dog lover is
exactly.
A dog lover.
Well, we'll turn you into a bulldog lover by the end of the event. So
that's right. Now, this is an epic bulldog takeover. Now, food and music is going to be there. Give us a little about the food and music that you guys are going to have there.
Oh, I'm really excited about the food truck lineup that we have for this year. We have Dapper Donuts, their food truck's coming. We have Birria Bros. We have Sandwich Bros. We have Tiki's. We have Milkshake Wasted. We have Nick's Shrimp House. And then for our dog guests, we have Paws Off the Table. We have Omega Bones. We have Pawfic Bakery. We have two Pups Confectionery coming to join us. We have Poe's Ross Kitchen. We have a lot of companies coming to join us. We have a Yum Wolf, which is a pet food brand. We have Canada Pet Food. We have options for everybody and anything, really. Oh, and I can't forget Bubbles and Brews. They're our alcohol vendor. Yes, we will have alcohol at this event. Okay. They're, you know, they're going to be making cocktails for the event, mocktails and cocktails and pupped for our dog guests. And one of the feature and staple liquors that they'll be using is Two Bitch Bourbon. And you can't have a derby without bourbon. So it's just, you know, chef's kiss. It's perfect.
I love it. This sounds fun. I just can't wait. I'm already getting excited for this.
Yep.
Now, with all this going on, a lot of questions are asking, is there a price for this? How much do I have to pay? And as you can hear, it is a family event. So yes, bring the kids. Everyone's going to be there. As you can hear, the long line of list of some of Las Vegas favorite vendors, food places. As you know, some of the influencers you see on Instagram has visited these food places. This is a great, great event that you'll need to show up to. Is there a price on this event?
It is a free admissions event. This is the last two events we've had. It was a $5 admission fee, but not this event, not for Las Vegas, free admission.
Yes, yes. Now, if you're not familiar with the Las Vegas area, Christine, let them know exactly where the location is for this event. And again, the time on the location and especially the time.
Absolutely. Our event is going to be at 727 East Fremont Street, which is right next to Container Park. Gates open at 10 a.m. and end at 5 p.m. Depending on a few things that happen throughout the date, and the event might be extended longer, but it's going to be March 26th, Saturday, next to Container Park, and gates open at 10 a.m.
Yes, yeah. So the Container Park, you can't miss it. I mean, even when the event's over, you can still enjoy yourself with the beautiful downtown area.
Exactly.
This is going to be a packed event. So you guys want to make sure you get there early, get parking in. This event is definitely going to be epic. And this event wouldn't go down with a lot of special sponsors. I'm going to give Christine a time to really like give shots out and explain that some of these sponsors that had to do with making this event happen. Go ahead and take the stage, Christine, and give shout outs to some of the major sponsors that are making this event possible.
Yeah, thank you, Coyle. I really do appreciate this opportunity to thank our sponsors. Two Bitch Bourbon, Aroma Retail, Bailey's CBD, Pet Renew, Wagon Wipe, Canine Grass by Forever Lawn, Center Wells Senior Primary Care, the Tyler Insurance Group. There's a gentleman by the name of Byrne who is actually helping us with our starting gate, and he built it with his own hand. So we're very grateful for that.
Wow.
We have other supporting people that have been part of this event since day one, like Dr. Randy Miller. She's actually the founder of the Puppy Pals Club, which is our beneficiary organization. We're actually going to be doing a donation drive for them at the event. So if anyone's able to bring some supplies, that'd be great. Her and her family have been a great supporter for this event. We're really, truly appreciative of them. And, to all of our vendors that are coming to participate, we're very grateful for their support as well. This event has literally been 2 years coming. So, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. And I appreciate your support.
Yes. Thank you. See, this event's been a lot of work into it. So definitely is going to be a lot of entertainment. I can't wait to see the races. This is something that, I can't wait to experience and see, especially emceeing and being part of this. This is very important to me. If those that haven't been and those that are listening, Christine, let them know again the definition of what a derby is and how the event is held and why is it called the Bulldog Derby.
Yes. So, again, the Bulldog Derby, it's a parody of the Kentucky Derby. The Kentucky Derby has horses, they race, there's the pageantry, roses, there's a theme, there's people all dressed up, there's bourbon and drinks and a lot of fun. And traditionally there's betting, but for this event, as it is very family friendly and dog friendly. We don't have the betting. It's not a serious races. It's a parity event, as most people know.
That was my next question. I was hoping that there would be some betting.
Well, some little side bettings, you know, between friends that's always nice, right? But, the dogs are able to do literally whatever they want. They don't have to run. They can literally take 20 minutes to go from one owner to the other. and that will be okay. Oh. You know, it's more entertaining to see what they do and what they don't do. And then the space that they're running, it's a wide open space. You know, they're not in like lanes, okay, like greyhounds or anything like that. Plus we always make sure that we have animal control on site and we have an on-site vet, and we do for this event. We always make sure we do. So if anything does happen, you know, we make sure that we address that ASAP and make sure everyone is okay.
Wow.
And so, the theme of this event is circusy and festival-y. So people are going to be dressed up, you know, Kentucky Derby meets like the circus. And I'm actually going to be dressed up as the ringmaster. So look out for that. And whoever wants to take pictures with me, though, that's fine. I'd love to take pictures with whoever wants to. But, we're going to see bulldogs dressed up as clowns. We're going to see bulldogs dressed up as gypsies and, you know, fortune tellers and strongmen and things like that. So it's going to be really colorful, very fun. We're going to have some carnival games for the kids, and we're gonna have circus-y type of music and atmosphere, and we're also gonna have a king and queen coronation, and we're also gonna be having some very special guests come and join us from the WWE. We have the British Bulldogs family coming to join us and accept our first ever Legends Award, as well as debuting their new bulldog mascot, Little Matilda.
Wow, that's big right there. You guys hear that, WWE. So you have a lot of features, a lot of sponsors, a lot of people involved. This is not amateur, you guys. This is good entertainment, yes, and it's free. She said it's free. You can't beat that. So if you're looking for something to do with the family this weekend, this is the main thing. You need to be there. Again, this will be held downtown Las Vegas. You have to be there. Again, if you can give everybody the location, Christine, and also on your Instagram, let them know your social media handles for those who want to get involved, not only come, but some who want to be part of it, maybe give donations, or also be a vendor that wants to get involved. How can they get in contact to find out more
information? You can visit our website, bulldogderby.com, or we mostly do our audience outreach via Instagram. So if you just search at Bulldog Derby, our page will pop up. You can also search us on Facebook and Twitter. You just search Bulldog Derby and our pages will come up there. And so again, our event is going to be at 727 East Fremont Street, which is right next to Container Park. Gates open at 10 a.m. And I lost my train of thought.
You got a lot going on.
We have the award ceremony and then the new venue, and it's going to be on Saturday.
I really can't wait.
This is going to be so exciting. And I couldn't do it without people like you, the people who have supported this event since day one, our sponsors, and then of course the British Bulldog family, the Smiths. Very appreciative of them and them wanting to be a part of this event and accepting this honor. And then of course our volunteers and our participants and everything. I from the bottom, I am truly blessed to know the people that I've come across and people that are going to be part of this event. So I thank everybody. Thank you.
I love it. God, man. You're good, thank Christine. You're doing good. I want to thank you for even holding this event and having this event possible for families to even come and join.
The pleasure's all mine.
there's one business takeaway I would like to take away from this from you. With you doing all this and everything, and keep in mind, Christine is also a family woman herself. And she's also getting this event done for the city, involving all the sponsors, making sure everything is in tight and making sure the entertaining is in line. Also, not only that, the scheduling of the event. So that does take a lot of work, a lot of hands in. One question I did have, Christine, is with all this intake, how do you stay focused? And what is it one thing for those who listening and might be looking like, "Dan, I wish I can do what she does. How does she do that?" How, what is one thing that you know that you keep thinking of, like, you know what, next time I'm going to do this? As far as a business aspect, what advice could you give somebody when you're holding an event that big, that you keep thinking, I know now what to do to make it kind of more perfect next time?
Well, what first things first, never give up. Never, never, never give up. I know it's cliche and I know it's like, well, the easiest thing. Okay, yeah, never give up. No, but really, never give up. Never give up on your right. dreams. Never give up on working hard. You know, I know there's days where it's like, right. you know what? I don't want to get out of bed today. No, you make yourself get out of that bed and you work. You right. know, you slay, you hustle, you do whatever you can, you know. And if it takes 10 cups of coffee yes. to get you through the day, then so be it. That was actually my limit today, 10, right. you know, for serious. No, but you know what? If you have a passion for something, you know, you're not going to give up, you know, if it's something that you truly believe in and it's something that, you know, you really believe in, then, you know, you aren't going to give up. And those are the other key things, you know, you have to have
right.
faith in yourself. You have to have belief in yourself and you have to believe in whatever your vision is and you just got to execute. You got to do it, you know, and don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, I've done that a lot for this event and right. it's, you know, this event has had a lot of ups and downs and a lot of, curveballs thrown at me. And it's just one of those things where it's like, you know what, you can only do so right. much. You're human, you know. There are a lot of people that depend on you, but
right.
you know, you can only do so much. So you do what you can, roll with the punches, and you know, if you get knocked down, dust yourself off, get right back up, you know, because that whatever is coming at you is not going to go away until right. you find a way to either maneuver around right. or to defeat whatever's in front of you, you know, the wall, as some people call it, you know. And I've hit that many times with this event. But, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. Seriously, never give up.
No, you're right. And I can agree. And that is not cliche. And the reason, if you're wondering, I asked Christine that because I seen her go through the tribulations yeah. as we try to plan this out. So, you know, when she told me, so it's funny you say never give up. So when you never give up and you have so much passion, no one else can have more exactly. passion in your dream than you do. So you can't expect someone else. So I literally seen you with your passion to where that not only can you give up on your passion, but you can't give up on your peoples, and you can't give up on, you know, when you have peoples who have passion.
Thank you.
And that's why I didn't give
I
up on you
because
I knew you were going to work it out. And no matter what, we were going to get this done. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. Yes.
Yeah.
I literally saw you go through the punches. I mean, she was calling like, look, it changed. I'm going through this.
Yeah, you stayed exactly. rolling. Everything. So and, I really do appreciate it, Coyle. Thank you.
No problem. Well, this one is a special event. We're going to get out. We have a lot to do. I want to see you guys all there. Everyone who's tuning into this, unless you're out of the country or out of the state of Nevada, you have an excuse for not being at this event.
Actually, so
but if you are in
this, so nobody has an excuse to miss this event.
There you go. There's no excuse at all. So be at this event. I'm going to let Christine run down the rundown for you guys one more time before we head out.
Our event, Saturday, March 26th, 2022, not 2023, 2022, starts at 10 a.m. It's going to be in downtown Las Vegas, right next to Container Park at 727 East Fremont Street. Gates open at 10 a.m. Our Bulldog Derby races start at 12, so you want to make sure you get in before then. And we're also, I can't forget, we're also going to be having an after party at 8 o'clock at the Nerd Bar downtown
Las
Vegas.
That's what I'm talking about.
That it's also free. 21 plus, And you don't want to miss this event. You don't want to miss this event. You don't want to miss the after party. It's family friendly, dog friendly. Right. We have plenty of vendors that have really great products and services and merchandise. We're going to have the British Bulldogs there. They're going to be able to take pictures with people, have autographs. And then, of course, we have carnival games for the kids. Where it's going to have a really nice, great atmosphere. And then can't forget the food trucks. We're going to have a really lot of great eats. And then can't forget Coyle. Right. Visit Vegas Places is emceeing. Very excited to have
you. I'll be there, baby. Yes. I will be in the house. You will hear me. You will hear me. It's funny. You can tell that you are so business savvy. We almost spent 20 minutes of discussion. You forgot the after can't party.
The after
That's
party.
How business minded she is.
And if
is.
I may, thank you, John Borchetta, for helping with the after party. Much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes, yes. So, man, Christine, beautiful. You better get you some rest. We're going to get out of here. We're going to get ready. I'll see you guys there. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Christine Duran, owner of the Bulldog Republic. She's holding the 3rd annual Bulldog Derby. This is downtown Las Vegas. I will be emceeing. I will be in the house. You guys got to bring your family, bring your dogs. Okay. Christine, thank you.
Yes.
I'll talk to you. And I will see you, okay? All
yes,
right now.
Thank you. We'll see you all right. At
you
the
take
Bulldog
care and
Derby.
Get some rest.
Thank
and
you,
I love
Coyle.
You.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow, subscribe, and download. Also, you can email us. Email the show. Any questions, you can email us at visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And that's visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And you can also support the show. Support is always welcome. Make sure you can follow the link inside the show notes, and that is on Cash App, $VisitVegas, $VisitVegas. Follow us on all social media platforms, you guys, and that's at Visit Vegas Places. And that's whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the good stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time Standard.